awesome time, folks. So do not touch your dial because we are here with Express Yourself.
Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, 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 Lord, Lord. It's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. You're doing it on the moon, y'all. In the jungle, too. Everybody on the floor now.
Oh, yeah. Just like a kangaroo. All right, folks. Welcome to Express Yourself, broadcasting from the heart of the Carbondale Creative District. Well, we have a fabulous show lined up, including an interview with the Copper Children. They're playing next week for the Convergence Circus. A check-in with Eden Shantae from True Nature. They have a great event coming up and so many good things happening all the time there. And a live performance from a hot new Paonia band, Black and Creek, playing at Steve's tonight. So sit back and listen and learn. I'm going to start off here with a little Copper Children to get you in the mood. And then I'm going to get Zia Stallings from the Copper Children on the line. And we're going to find out all about them. So stay tuned.
See, the thing is, I know it's easy, still I try. Hard, baby, having a tendency to get hung up on the little things. Well, honey, as opposed to seeing the bigger picture, and she said, don't be so shy, don't be so shy, don't be so shy. Just be yourself. Be yourself. And we'll be feeling through emotion like a roller coaster, baby. Trying to figure out which one of them is the truth, hey. Be yourself.
So sing that song and dance that dance.
That is the Copper Children playing next week at the Convergent Circus next Saturday night. That is awesome. That is from their CD, Speaking in Spirits, and they do have a lot of spirit. I have Zaya Stallings on the line with me. Hello, are you there?
I am here.
Yay, okay. Sometimes technology is a interesting thing. All right, so Zaya, you are the founder and lead singer of Copper Children, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, I like those simple answers. And Copper Children, you guys got together around 2015, and you've performed throughout the country. You've played festivals like Northwest String Summit and Arise. It appears that you have 3 albums out, is that correct?
Yeah, we have 3 albums out.
Awesome.
We have the self-titled Copper Child, and then we have What We Are and Speaking in Spirit.
Perfect. And what I love is your bio starts out with this statement: "We are here to curate an adventure inward and calibrate a celebration of all that is great, with a soulful rhythmic melody softly sweeping you to the dance floor. Resistance is futile." All right. I love that. You know what I find interesting about your band, and that exactly what you wrote so resonates with the Convergent Circus and what is happening down here in Carbondale next week. That too will be quite the soulful rhythmic journey that people will be going through. But you guys, I love it. You have a mission. Your band has a mission statement. Which not every band really says. It says, "We are here for everyone looking to heal and feel, creating experiences centered on love, integrity, acceptance, and authenticity." Can you talk about that a little bit?
Good question. You know, to me, it's not so much about what you do, but why you do it. Mm-hmm. And I think that... you know, I personally, and I know that the group of people that has become what the Copper Children is, a lot of what we do centers on a deeper purpose, because I think that when you have a deep reason for why you do something, it drives you to want to do it more, and you know, I think all of us see the need for more unity, more community, more love, more spaces of acceptance where people can come and be themselves. And I think that one of the most unifying forces as a group we have and are founded on is just a feeling of wanting to cultivate sacred spaces where people can feel safe to be themselves and to explore what it means to be themselves. And I think we've always wanted to highlight a we want to kind of highlight the stardom in each and every person as much as we can. So
I love that. And you write all your own music? Are you a writer, or is it a collaborative experience?
Yeah,
thing?
It's a collaborative. I'm a songwriter for sure, and I will. Often what I do is I come up with a lot of the kind of sparks of ideas. And then what we'll do is, as a band, we'll take them and we'll workshop them.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I come up with a lot more songs than I can finish. So that's kind of our process. I mean, and not every song is like that. Some, you know, like the song Jack and Ginger, we actually... Our first time ever rehearsing as a band, we actually, that song just came out. So sometimes we just kind of, songs just pop out of our improvisational jam sessions.
Mm-hmm.
But often I will come up with an idea and then I'll bring it to the group and we'll kind of iron them out. And, you know, that's ever evolving, so... We just open. We're song folk, so we're always fishing.
That's great.
And I think the more humility we can have in accepting the various ways songs want to come through, and have as limited ego as possible.
That's fantastic, and it must be working because you guys have been together 6 years already, which you know, having survived COVID alone is an accomplishment these days. You know, I've heard your music is called, like, psychedelic soul. How do you find audiences respond to you? I mean, is it an immediate get up and dance on the dance floors? A kind of people start swaying, listening to the words, mm-hmm. then really start feeling the experience?
I mean, I think that when we have audiences that are filled with fans, it's a pretty instantaneous one energy, you know, just, you know, when it's an interesting thing. I think that when we're tight as a band,
mm-hmm.
It's pretty hard to resist the audience. The audience, you know, it's hard for them to resist. And so when we're tight, it turns into pretty much like we kind of all melt into one, mm-hmm. one like sonic jelly.
Right.
But you know, it can be different. I mean, it depends on where we are and what kind of crowd we are. But I mean, it tends to be that I don't think we've ever played a show where it didn't affect at least one person deeply.
Awesome, awesome, yeah. I've been listening to your music and I really like it. And I was not familiar with you before, but. I feel, you know, you can kind of see the journey that one can go through listening to your music or experiencing your music. So what is the makeup of the band?
Well, our current makeup is that we have 5 members. We have bass, drums, keys, and electric guitar.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we have 4 singers. We do 5, but we're a very vocal-oriented band.
Yeah.
And it leads to journey. I mean, you'll hear our journey when you see us live because, you know, you can only get so much of what we are through our recordings. And mm-hmm. obviously, it's a beautiful, what we've put out, is I'm very proud of and I love it. But seeing us live is definitely an experience unto itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, those that have never seen us live don't know the full spectrum of what we have to offer until they do. But yeah, we have pretty simple, classic kind of rock and roll band instrumentation. And then we're very vocally oriented. So we do big harmonies. That's where a lot of we have a lot of gospel, influence in background in our group. Mm-hmm. So, definitely strive to have really beautiful vocal harmonies, and it's kind of, you know, my vision was like having a, you know, kind of like a really strong instrumental, like you know, we can go anywhere from playing straight songs, just how they're recorded, to really stretching them out and improvising. And we're all we're a very improvisational based group. But I think that having this kind of feeling of this jammy instrumentation, funky, bluesy, soulful, and then having this like gospel choir, you know, powerhouse vocals. So we're kind of taking from a lot of different sources, you know, like the playfulness of the Grateful Dead with, you know, like the tightness of like a Motown band, you know, that's kind of like this, you know, and then, you know, the angelicness of vocal, you know, four part harmonies, you know?
Well,
and then storytelling and, you know, just trying to blend as much of it as we can together to create something as original as possible.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see you guys. I mean, the location is spectacular where you're going to be playing, and the stars should be out in full along with a really bright moon. And, you know, it just feels like we're dancing in the change of the seasons after this incredible experience at the Convergent Circus. So I'm going to end here letting people know that they can find out more about you and your music, The Copper Children, at thecopperchildren.com. I urge you to go there and listen. Also, Saya, thank you so much for sending Katie and Kay some CDs. So hopefully we'll get the DJs playing this music. And if you are interested in getting tickets to the Copper Children at the Convergent Circus, those are separate tickets. You can buy them at carbondalearts.com. And all proceeds after we pay our artists, because we do believe in paying our artists, goes to Carbondale Arts. So helps keep arts programming going all year long here. Thank you so much, Zaya. And I can't wait to see you and dance underneath the stars to your music next week.
Aw. I love that visual.
Yeah.
Can't wait either.
Okay. See you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, have a beautiful day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Zaya Stallings from the Copper Children playing next week. And now I'm going to play a little music from Roma Ransom, because they are playing at an event at True Nature Wednesday night. And we'll get Eden Shante in here. That's a little Roma Ransom. Wow, I just love it. I just love it. I might have to go there and use that music in the fashion show one of these days. It's awesome. They are playing Wednesday evening at True Nature for the Garden Soiree, an autumn evening in the Peace Garden. And if you don't know, Wednesday night is the equinox, right? And I'm here with Eden Shante. Welcome.
Thank you, Amy. Great to be here.
Eden is the founder of True Nature and, you know, the visionary behind it, along with his wife, Deva. So it's awesome. And a lot has been going on. I mean, obviously, you got through COVID and that was not easy. And now we, not that COVID has gone away, but we get to come and enjoy this incredible space at True Nature Healing Arts. And I urge our listening audience out there, if you have not been to True Nature, it's worth a trip to Carbondale to just walk around the gardens and experience the artistry that went into the creation of this place. It's a true work of art. So True Nature has become a nonprofit now. And as well, you're doing a lot of spiritual work and you've always done a ton of community work. Can we hear a little bit about the foundation and what's happening?
Well, in 2007, we started out as a nonprofit, and we were a nonprofit for 4 years until we purchased the land on 3rd Street in Colorado. And our tax and legal team recommended that we become a for-profit for a time because we put so much resource into the development, so it would be good to at least get a tax break for what we were putting in. The intention behind True Nature was always to be a nonprofit, and it's a gift from Deva and I to our community and to the world. And so we got our tax-exempt status about 5 months ago, and we're kicking off our True Nature Healing Arts Foundation with an autumn equinox event with great music that you just heard from Rome Ransom, and wonderful organic food from our new chef, Coco Borsch. And she's serving up some incredible stuff that we grow in the organic biodynamic aspect of our Peace Garden.
That's awesome. I actually met Coco because she is living on the land at 13 Moons, and I am spending a lot of time there getting ready for the Convergent Circus. She's lovely, lovely. Yeah, I'm excited. She doesn't have a full kitchen out there at all, so it's amazing. She was whipping up something just outside with fresh tomatoes, and yeah, it looked awesome.
She's a real alchemist, and we're grateful to have her preparing fresh food every day at True Nature. It's really wonderful. There's something different on the menu every day.
That's great. And it feels like it's pretty busy over there. Every time I come, there's just people sitting inside and outside, kind of enjoying the final days we have here before the cold. And the food is incredible. So as a foundation, what are some of the things that you guys are looking forward to or hoping to accomplish?
Well, we've been a company for 14 years, and our primary values are inspiration, connection, self-discovery, and service. And so we're really moving further and further into this idea of being a campus for consciousness, a place where children, young adults, and adults can come to learn about who they are and why they're here, which we call Dharma or purpose. And what we found is that when people come to discover why they're here, why they were born, what their purpose is, and they have the courage to step into it, which always isn't easy because sometimes culture is pulling us in different directions. But when we step into it, we feel a sense of freedom and joy, and then we actually make a contribution to the whole without even trying to make a contribution to the whole, because we're doing what we were born to do. And so that's a big part of our mission. In terms of the nonprofit, it's an opportunity for us to create an endowment so that True Nature can be in Carbondale for generations, to create scholarships, and really importantly in this day and age, to create and support our staff with a living wage.
Yes.
It's really, really hard in mountain towns. And you know, True Nature would be a shell without mm-hmm. our staff. Mm-hmm. We have mm-hmm. such an incredible, heart-centered group of people who, through COVID and you know, before and after, have just given so much from their hearts in service to this mission, this vision.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because it is true, and I grapple with that all the time because we are also a nonprofit at Carbondale Arts, and you know, this feeling that you always should be paid a little less or something for working in a nonprofit, it devalues the humans that create this. And so I know there we have worked really hard at being able to provide benefits and, you know, paying, you know, a decent wage, though. Even a decent wage in this valley is extremely hard to live on. But I think the human value is so great here. And I think we're seeing it all around the country where people are saying, you know what, I'm not going to work for that anymore. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting harder and harder to live. So I really appreciate you guys looking at that. So I just thought it might be cool to kind of explain, if you don't mind, our audience, like what your gardens look like and what happens there.
Well, you know, we're really grateful to have an incredible team of people that co-created the True Nature Peace Garden, which is over an acre of land in downtown Carbondale with a labyrinth, a reflexology path, a Zen garden, a yoga spiral, a fire circle, all surrounded by edible biodynamic plants that are herbs and vegetables that we use in the cafe. Megan Miller has played an incredible role in the experience, and she offers tours, botanical tours of the gardens. Laura Kirk from DHM played a huge role in architectural design, as did Rob and Ginger Jansen from Basalt Mountain Gardens. And so it's been in our architects and Deva and I, we all played a role in creating this space, which really honors nature, the five elements, and it allows people an opportunity to ground and connect with themselves and with the natural world, which is so important and so in alignment with the mission of True Nature, which is connection and inspiration mm-hmm. and self-discovery. And with this experience that we've gone through and are continuing to go through with the pandemic, there's been, especially with kids and young adults, our children, there's been so much isolation. Mm-hmm. And so this is an opportunity to connect with the natural world, with the elements, with ourselves, with each other. And that's what we really want to do and hope we can keep doing for generations to come, is to create connection with each other.
Yeah, and I see it. I see it so much. And I was telling Eden earlier, but I'm going to tell you, listening audience, I have my 2-year-old grandson here, and now I get to go there and see it through this young person's eyes. And besides the beauty that you see with your eyes, it's a sensory experience that I see through him, because like even running down, you know, it down to the kiva, the sounds that shape creates in there, and then the crystals, and then up to the Zen garden where you can kind of, you know, play a little bit in the sand or rocky sand, or, you know, his favorite thing are the grates that go over the water. And it's like you're walking on the water and you hear the sounds. So it's been really fun, and I'm really grateful that we have it. And I thank you. Every day we're there going, oh, my God, we're so lucky.
Thanks for describing it. I want to go there right now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I hope everyone out there will. Now, tickets are still available for the soiree, and they are $75. And you can get them at True Nature. And is that True Nature Heals?
TrueNatureHealingArts.com. And just go to the events page, and you'll find ticket information there. And it's an opportunity to meet our board of trustees. We have this incredible group of like wise eldership holding space and helping Deva and I, and to meet the staff and to mingle with members of the community.
That's fantastic. If I wasn't busy, I would be there, because I think I was at your last Garden Equinox soiree, which was probably 2 years ago now, where we got to eat out there, and it was so beautiful. I hope everyone comes out. It's a great way to support, kick off the foundation and what's happening. It would be beautiful to get an endowment going here and ensure that we have this gem of a place here forever. And yes, I sense Eden has something more to say.
I just want to thank our sponsors for the event,
okay,
which is Jackrabbit Hill Farm, Seed Place, Green Boat Gardens, Western Culture Creamery and Farmstead, and Lost Range CBD. Thank you.
Oh, that sounds good. And it's Seed Peace, actually, and that's Casey Pescura, and they're awesome. I'm very excited. We've got so many great people, and they're all in the region, and you've really tapped into almost all of them. So thanks, Eden. Everybody, TrueNatureHealingArts.com. And if you can't make the soiree, definitely go by and try out some of the delicious food they have there every day. I think you're closed on Mondays.
Yes.
But otherwise, and then yoga classes are up and running.
Lots of yoga.
Yeah.
Peace Gardens open 7 days a week.
There you go, folks. All right. We're going to be back up with Black and Creek Live. But now I'm just going to play a little more. This is called Klezmer Bounce. And these guys will be playing at True Nature Healing Arts this Wednesday.
Thank you.
Hello out there. All right, you're tuned in to Katie and Kay Express Yourself. And we are now live in the studio with Bracken Creek from Paonia. It's very exciting. It's been a long time since I've had so many musicians in the studio. So welcome, everybody. I know I've tanned Romanoff, but I don't know who else we have here. So real quick, could you guys all introduce yourself and say what you play?
I'm Amy Shear. I play the fiddle and I sing.
And I'm Hal Brill, and I play the upright bass.
I'm Dave McClellan, and I'm going to be gracing the mandolin today.
And I'm Dan Rubinoff on guitar, but Hal didn't really give you the description correctly. Hal's, he's our parole officer. We're out for 4 hours tonight to play at Steve's, and then Hal brings us back.
Well, I know Dan used to live over here, and now this is why we haven't seen you in a while, apparently. You're busy over there in Paonia, not only with your parole officer, but with this whole group of talented people. Wow. Well, let's just hear a little bit about the band. It appears to me, one might say, your bluegrass-infused music?
I would say it's infused, but we try not to label ourselves as a bluegrass. If you're coming to, like, totally kick up the dust and hoe down, it's not quite what we do. We're more some sweet bluegrass listening, Americana folk mix, and we all met during COVID.
Crazy.
Crazy, but everybody was holed up, you know, last winter. Mm-hmm. And the four of us were all working from home, decided we could get together, and we played around the fire every Tuesday night and put this thing together, and it just came out great. So as soon as we were able to go out and play, we're just knocking it off the tee.
That's great. And so you've been playing over there in Paonia, I guess. Is this your first foray elsewhere to play, or at least in Carbondale?
This is by far the furthest show we've had. most of the shows that we've played, we call them wheelbarrow shows. Uh-huh. We just all live down the street from the pub, and we'll just throw all our instruments in the wheelbarrow and a couple trips, and we're off and running.
But, yeah. Well, that's the beauty of Paonia. That's that instantaneous, you never know what you're going to find. And that's what's lovely. Well, let's hear a song. We haven't had a sound check yet, so I will kind of mix it for you out there, listening audience, as we go. But I can't wait to hear you.
So we write a lot of our own music, which is key, especially in that bluegrass world. So we have that going for us. We've written a whole bunch of tunes, and so we'll be playing a lot of originals over at Steve's tonight. It won't all be Bill Monroe. By any means. This first song we did write right in the middle of COVID, and we were all sitting around, and I had just met Amy, literally. I just met her. I looked over and I said, God damn it, I'm going to write a song about a fiddler. I had no idea what. Literally, the next morning, it came right out. It's a sweet song called Fiddler's Lament. When Tuesday begins with the high mountain winds, will you lay yourself down in the cold? With a light pouring through, it shine next to you, make your body feel hungry and old. Now I can't recall what they told you last fall about a song that you learned in a dream. It had pain, it had love, it had all the above, but you're just not sure what it means. Ice covers the water like your hand grips the bow. It's a fiddler's lament of a song heaven sent that was written a long time ago. Take it away. Larger than life as he made you his wife, as the song took a beautiful turn. He played it each night by the stove's firelight, and it made you both tremble Every verse of the tune seemed to fill up the room as you played the notes subtle and bent. Everyone sang along that beautiful song that they called the Fiddler's Lament. Ice covers the water like a hand grips the bow. It's a fiddler's lament of a song heaven sent that was written a long time ago. Hi, fiddle! Somewhere in the tune, someone made a promise under the moon. You know, songs that are true must be tragic and blue, and your pain is something you earn. If you think you're the one who's beyond all this fun, well, you got a lot left to learn. Now, all that remains is a tired refrain about a story we dare not create. And the chorus it goes, as a good fiddler knows, that your strings cannot hide you. Covers the water like your hand grips the bow. It's a fiddler's lament of a song heaven sent that was written a long time ago. It's a fiddler's lament of a song heaven sent that was written a long time ago. Fiddler's Lament, Amy. Fiddler's Lament.
Oh, my gosh. What? Well, that was great. You wrote that song, Dan?
We wrote that, absolutely.
That was we've fantastic. Great, great. I loved the words, you know, and the music, but it's really fun.
Well, it's our fiddler who really drives us, for sure. Without a doubt, Amy is the driving force behind the band, and she is quite talented. And if you come to Steve's tonight, you are going to hear her sing, which is an even greater joy.
Well, you know, it always takes a woman to keep, you know,
damn right,
people in line. I will say that. And, you know, the name Amy, I'm somewhat partial to. Well, this is awesome. Let's play another one because I love this. Before we even get into that, I do want to say that it is the infamous Monk who brought you guys over here. And many of our listeners know Monk. He was a DJ here for many years and just an awesome human being who we didn't really lose to Paonia. He just kind of drifted over there, but occasionally he drifts back. So it's great that you are bringing us good music, Monk. Thank you.
Yeah, I want my deposit back now that you know they're good.
You can't have him back. We're keeping him on our side of the valley.
Yeah, I know.
He's all ours, and we really are seriously grateful to Monk. He found us at a little some kind of festival there over in Paonia. Said, who the heck are these guys?
Sure he did.
And he's getting us out there.
That's great. And, you know, I feel like we're sisters communities, you know. We go back and forth. There's a lot of interaction. So I love this. All right, well, let's hear another one.
This is another original. We're just going to keep giving you originals. And it's called 10 to 1. Of course, has Love Wins in it, and of course, it was written just before November, first week in November, feeling that love wins. God damn it! 10 to 1. We usually play this right after Fiddlers, anyhow. Rehum left this house this morning. Someone left the lock undone. Now the door is standing open. Watch how fast I turn and run. seemed like it would last forever. Seemed like it was carved in stone. Signs were everywhere, like warnings. All the while, I should have known. So place your bets up on the table. Take your chances with your sins. The odds are stacked against your favor. I got 10-1 love wins.
Take it away.
Leave my mountains far behind. I will miss you, Colorado. You're heavy on my mind. Place your bets up on the table. Take your chances with your sins. The odds are stacked against your favor. I got 10-1 love wins.
Now, you guys just really have to stay together and keep playing. We have a thing called Mountain Fair over here at the end of July, and you guys would be fun. It sounds great.
That's our only goal.
There you go.
When we got together, we're all working stiffs. We just
working.
We just love to play music, and our goal is to have fun, and it's infectious. When you're there with us, you're part of what we're doing, and we're just up there having a good time.
That's great. So you're playing Steve's tonight, right?
Yeah.
What time's the show start?
8 o'clock. Don't miss it. 8 o'clock.
Yeah, and since you are playing for fun, is there a way for anyone to hear your music online? You got any YouTube videos up there or anyway? What if someone wanted to book you guys for something? How would they find you?
We do have a website. That's pretty much the only option.
Oh,
right,
you
now.
Do?
We don't have anything recorded up there yet, but if you go to BrackenCreekBand.com,
oh.
B-R-A-C-K-E-N, Bracken Creek, You can see our upcoming shows, and you can reach out to us through that website, too. So.
Well, that's great. Who built the webpage? Look at that. You guys have been busy.
I do that for a living, so it's not the music.
We'll definitely be going into the studio this winter, so when things calm down.
Yeah.
We'll get in the studio and get all this stuff recorded for sure.
Well, that is nice. Well, do you have like a one more song we could go out on real quick?
Whoa. That's a
lot. Or?
Oh, yeah.
If it's too much, we could just make people, you know.
John?
Huh?
JP?
We got to save some stuff for Steve.
Yeah. I don't want to push you.
I'll tell you what. We're going to sing one for you that Dave's going to lead. Because the most joy we have is just singing with each other. It's very sweet.
Aw. Well, that's great. Okay, so guys, Bracken Creek tonight at Steve's Guitars. So here we go.
Going down for a while, going down to that cold, dusty mine. It ain't so bad, so I've been told. Ain't so bad being a miner of coal. I'm going down that dusty mine. Gonna work a long, hard day for a nickel and a dime. Singing song about a poor man's life. Pray Black Maria pass by our house tonight. Well, I took this job when I was a child, just like my dad did and his pa before. Yeah, we all start young in this town. We all are children of this damned hill. I'm going down that dusty mine. Gonna work a long, hard day for a nickel and a dime. Singing song about a poor man's life. Pray Black Maria pass by our house tonight. And one day I'm gonna climb out the darks of this mining town, cross on over them younger hills. Gonna leave it all behind, leave that dark, teary mind to lie. Find another way. Find another way. Find another way back home. Took my pa, so I've been told. I pray, Lord, I know my baby has a home. I'm going down that dusty mine. Gonna work a long, hard day for a nickel and a dime. Singing songs about a poor man's life. Pray Black Maria pass by our house tonight.
Pray Black Maria pass by our house tonight.
Wow, thank you so much. That's Bracken Creek from...
Amy, you know what we got to do? We have to give a big shout out to all those people in Pittsburgh who are listening right
That's
now.
Right. Are there people in Pittsburgh listening?
There's people in Pittsburgh listening right now.
Dan is a Pittsburgher, though. I never heard him say what you're doing yet. But all right, shout out to Pittsburgh. Wow, love that. Dan Rubinoff and this... Your friends, I can't remember everyone's name, Amy.
Amy Shear, Dave McClellan, Hal Brill on bass. Bracken
Yay.
Creek.
You guys, don't miss it. What a great way to go out on Friday. So everybody, don't forget the Clay Center settings is tomorrow night. That's a benefit for the Clay Center. Blues and Brews kicks off in Telluride, and the Convergence Circus comes to town Wednesday through Saturday. Also, folks, Carbondale Arts has a new show opening this evening at the Launchpad in Carbondale, The Poetics of Sculpture. The Artist Talk starts at 5:15, and the show features Anderson Ranch artist Leah Agerter, Louise Dural, and Nori Powell. So this show runs through October 29th, and we will be back with interviews with all of those artists in the future. Hey, happy Friday!